suspected Palestinian gunman infiltrated a kibbutz in northern Israel overnight and killed 5 people, including 2 children. The gunman escaped, and Israeli police are searching for him in a nearby Palestinian village. The attack followed by hours of foiled suicide bombing in the same area, which is adjacent to Israel's border with the West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A police spokesman said that close to midnight, a lone gunman cut through the fence surrounding Kibbutz Metzer, a collective farm about 6 miles from the Israeli city of Hadera. The kibbutz guard was on patrol in a different area and did not see or hear the gunman. Kibbutz Secretary Doron Lieber told Israel Radio what happened next.
He reached the center of the kibbutz and saw a house with lights on. He opened the door, went inside, and killed a woman and her 2 sons. He went outside, saw a couple, and shot the woman. The man managed to escape. Another kibbutz member arrived in his car, and he was killed too.
Lieber said the mother, Rivital Ohayon, tried to protect her sons with her own body as the gunman began shooting. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, an offshoot of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility for the attack. Arafat condemned it and said the perpetrators will be prosecuted. Gilad Milot is a spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry.
We're seeing terrorism and inhumanity at its worst, assassinating 2 4-year-old child and a 5-year-old child, and the mother being killed while trying to protect her children. I don't see how much worse it can get.
A few hours before the infiltration into the kibbutz, police said 2 Palestinians inside a car apparently blew themselves up after border police spotted what they said was a suspicious-looking vehicle and asked it to pull over. Police said the men were planning a suicide attack. Hours afterwards, Israeli helicopters fired at least 8 rockets into a metal workshop in Gaza City, injuring several Palestinians. Israeli officials said the workshop was used to manufacture mortar shells. Israel also reimposed a curfew on the West Bank city of Jenin. Israel's new foreign minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, told Army Radio that there can be no progress as long as what he called Arafat's regime of terror remains in place. Foreign Ministry spokesman Milot says the Palestinian Authority must end terrorist attacks.
The Palestinian Authority has chosen as its strategy terrorism. That's the line they're leading, that's the path they've chosen. If we could get past maybe 80 or 90% of the problems we're having with the Palestinians if we could just get this out of the way. The one thing in consensus in all of Israel and in the international community is that terrorism must not be allowed to win.
The attack plunged the kibbutz into mourning. The members of Kibbutz Metzer, which was founded in the 1950s by immigrants from Latin America, are known for having close ties with their Palestinian neighbors. They recently held a joint demonstration against Israel's plan to confiscate land from neighboring Palestinian villages to build a security fence. For many years, the kibbutz and the Palestinian villages shared a well, and almost all members of the kibbutz vote for dovish parties in Israeli elections. The fence around the kibbutz was built only after the Palestinian uprising began 2 years ago. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.